So this morning we've been singing and reading and looking at images of what it means to be a part of God's upside down kingdom. So it seems to me that the sinners and the unworthy and the marginalized people are the ones that God values almost more than those who have much. We sang those words, "Make us like you, Lord. Give us your heart." But do we really mean that? Give us your heart. Do we really want God's heart for justice? Because that would mean a drastic change for me and maybe for you too. Are we willing to recognize that we act out of injustice? Can we pause for a minute and look inside of our minds, in our hearts, these secret places where we make judgmental remarks in our minds so often and so flippantly that we are unconscious of them? They're just there, ticking away, making judgmental, condemning, unjust remarks. Or might we continue to live like Jonah, who was angry at God for having mercy on these evil people who had been living in sin? So in Jonah 3:10, God saw that what they did and how they had turned from their evil ways, and he relented, and he did not bring the destruction that he had promised. So rather than celebrating this extravagant grace that God had for the people of Nineveh, Jonah was angry. He was indignant. And if I'm honest, I see a lot of myself in Jonah. I'm very black and white, very right and wrong type of a person. And I might share some of his judgmental attitude. Maybe some of you guys do as well. Jonah, it's like he's saying, "How can you let these people off the hook? Don't you see all this terrible wrong they've done? Why aren't you punishing them? What do you mean you're giving them grace? Do you not see how righteous I'm living?" What? And don't even get me started on the parable of the prodigal son, because I always identify with the older son who's like, "I've been here doing the right thing all along, and then you're just going to give all these riches to my younger brother who squandered everything? Are you kidding me? This is unjust." So God's justice is totally different from mine. And it might be totally different from yours too. Jonah understands that in the psalm passage that Kellyanne read, Jonah quotes it. He says, "I know that you're slow to anger and abounding in love, and you relent on sending calamity. But this just isn't right. This just is not okay with me." And God's like, "Can't I treat someone with abundant love just because I love them? Who are you to tell me that I can't?" And Jonah goes so far to say, dramatic, so dramatic. He's like, "I'm so angry, I just wish I were dead." I mean, have you ever had, maybe you've been around a teenager who's like, "I wish I were dead." Like, that is what Jonah is, that is how dramatic he's being right now. Like, "I cannot believe that you're treating these people with such mercy. I am so angry, I might as well just be dead." So speaking of resentment, the workers in the vineyard that we just read about, Kevin's favorite passage in Matthew 20, they were almost as angry as Jonah at this upside down world that God's kingdom is all about. They had worked all day long and they received exactly what they were due. The owner said, "Here's your pay, this is what I promised you." And instead of saying thank you, they said, "Those guys just got here. Are you kidding me right now? You're going to give them the same amount that I've been slaving over all day long? They haven't earned their keep." And this landowner's like, "I want to give the one who I hired the same as you. So don't I have the right to do what I want with my money? Don't I have the right to be generous?" So in God's kingdom, the first shall be last, and the last will be first. And as I read that, for the first time this morning when I read it, I thought, what if I'm the first? Like, what if we, the privileged ones, are the first? What if this isn't like, "Oh, God is so loving, the last will be first, ha ha, they'll get what they have coming to them." But what if we're the first? What if we're the privileged ones? What if we're the ones who worked all day and have been obedient and righteous and been in church every Sunday, and those warmongers are getting God's mercy? That all the poor and powerless song, all the terrible people of the world will stand before God worshiping, and he will give them mercy. When I have done the right thing my whole life, are you kidding me? I don't like this. This goes against my self-righteousness. And maybe it does yours too. The realities of our world, of course, tell a story more in line with Jonah and the workers of the vineyard. It's not about God's upside-down kingdom. It's about the kingdom of me and the kingdom of the United States, the kingdom of the people wherever we are. Everyone has a self-righteous bent in them. There are more slaves today than at any other time in history. It's estimated there are at least 21, as many as 45 million slaves, more than in the Civil War. These slaves, slavery is defined by being held by violence, under the threat of violence, or being unable to walk away, or doing things you don't want to do, being forced to do something you don't want to do. Millions of men and women and children are held in the sex industry and in the labor industry against their will, or because it's simply what they have to do to survive. The United States is not exempt from this problem of slavery. There are at least 300,000 child slaves in the sex industry in the United States, because there's families who say, we don't have money for rent. My kid could get me $50 this week if I sell him to that guy. That's what happens. It's survival. It's not just because people are terrible. It's because they need food on the table. And doing this terrible thing will get food on the table. So these statistics are staggering, and maybe you're as nauseated by them as I am. The injustices of our world, of our own backyard. Toledo is one of the biggest hubs for human trafficking in the United States, 20 minutes down the road. It's sickening. But here's the thing, there's no easy solution. There's no just, oh, well, if I just do this one thing, everything will be fixed. That's what I learned in Guatemala, is that problems are complicated. There are no easy solutions. And you don't know what decision you're making today to support a certain legislation or whatever that's gonna trickle down and hurt the poorest of the poor, that's gonna hurt the farmers in Guatemala. We have no idea that something we vote on today is going to make someone else sell their child into slavery, because of the cycle goes so deep. It's overwhelming, and I feel helpless. And probably you do too. But every little decision we make makes a difference, and it changes the trajectory of the world. This is an invitation, this day, this Freedom Sunday is an invitation to participate with God's upside-down kingdom. So we can begin by simply learning that this even exists and not plugging our ears and closing our eyes to it and saying, yeah, this is a reality. We can learn how to shop fair trade. And for me, that means, because I'm a budgeter, so I'm like, well, how can I afford to shop things that are fair trade? Well, part of that is not buying less. Maybe I can't afford to make as many chocolate chip cookies because the fair trade chocolate is more expensive than regular chocolate chips. That sort of thing. Maybe you buy clothes that are recycled, that you buy at Goodwill. Simple things that are reusable and contributing to the care of creation. Maybe you bring a mug, like we just put up our mug wall, and you use a ceramic mug rather than throwing away another paper cup. One thing can make a difference. And so we're having these difficult conversations, and we are remembering that we are called free Methodists for a reason. We are founded on the standard of freedom for all people. Back in the 1860s, they were like, no, we're not okay with slavery. I don't care what they're doing everywhere else. We're not okay with this. God's not okay with this. We're not okay with women not being pastors. I'm going to write a book in 1860 called Ordaining Women, because they have a word to speak, and so do men. Both of you should be ordained. We're going to speak for freedom for the oppressed. We're going to call ourselves on our own bad behavior and stand up for what it means to be a part of God's kingdom. Freedom Sunday. As you watch this short video on the slavery in Haiti, I'm going to invite you afterwards to contribute to Restivec Freedom, a mission in Haiti that you're going to hear about. And we're partnering with the Free Methodist Church. There are four different stations that I'm going to tell you about how you can get involved today, right here and now, right after church.
In neighboring Haiti, a mere 1.5-hour flight from the U.S., a horrific human rights crisis is unfolding that affects hundreds of thousands of children. These children are called Restivec. These children are isolated, exploited, and abused. Treated like property, they are forced to work from sun up to sun down. Each day, they live in fear of physical violation and humiliation. They live without love, without hope, and without freedom. In a path of peers, journalist Nicholas Kristof and actress Alfre Woodard join Restivec Freedom in Haiti to uncover the severity of the Restivec crisis.
Haiti has an institutionalized system of child trafficking called the Restivec system, and this comes from French words to Restivec, so they stay with somebody. It typically involves a family in rural areas of too many children who send a small child, typically a girl, to live with a person in the city, effectively function as like Restivec Freedom. This is an organization in Haiti that does outreach to Restivec girls, to host families. Try to make people know that they have to treat children in their household with respect. And secondly, where people don't meet that standard, where people are abusing these children, to intervene, provide them with shelter and education and a new future.
So can you tell us a little bit about your current situation? How are you treated?
We feel like we're not treated.
And where do you sleep at night?
Even though we no matter what can be done now, what's the next step?
There is hope. Because of generous freedom sponsors like you, we are able to intervene in the lives of children like Mary Lane. Not only are we able to provide her the hope of a future through education and a child advocate who loves and cares for her, in the worst instances of abuse, we are able to rescue girls like Mary Lane and provide a safe and loving home.
At Restivec Freedom, we are working to end child slavery in Haiti, not limit it, not reduce it, end it. That is why we not only bring freedom to children in Restivec, we are also engaging and educating families involved in the Restivec system. Through our community-based justice curriculum and our learning center, we have started a grassroots movement impacting tens of thousands of families throughout Haiti. We are also transforming hearts and minds using creative, innovative programs that combine education and entertainment, such as our radio drama, Zubuta, and our singing competition, Songs for Freedom, heralded as Haiti Idol. Together, these efforts have reached millions of patients all across the country. We believe it is possible to end child slavery in Haiti so that children like Mary Lane can thrive without fear or oppression, and instead are able to love, hope, and International Child Care Ministries is partnering with Restivec Freedom to fight child slavery in Haiti. Donations to the Freedom Sunday offering will support a 12-week justice curriculum training course for all Free Methodist school teachers, pastors, church members, and parents in Haiti. Donate now to help empower schools and churches to create a culture of freedom for children by taking a stand against this unjust system of child slavery.
Going to invite, is it possible to get a couple guys or gals with the offering plates? We're going to take an offering for Restivec Freedom right now. So if I could have a couple ushers come back up with the offering plates. There is a box as well. Thank you, Steve. Is there someone else who can help Steve? Thanks, Dan. So if you have something that you feel like you want to contribute to Restivec Freedom and participate with Haiti, you can do that right here and right now, or you can do that simply by donating in the box. There's right outside the back door, there's a box. So you guys can come on up and just feel free to pass those plates very informally. I'll keep talking right over top of you. Landon, dude, it's okay.
So if you're giving to this Haiti thing,
if you're writing a check, write to Child Care Ministries, International Child Care Ministries, and write Restivec in the memo line.
Child Care Ministries?
Yes, so they're partnering. Child Care Ministries is partnering with Restivec. So if you're writing a check, write Child Care Ministries, and then write Restivec in the memo line so that they know to contribute it directly to them. So feel free to just pass those plates around. And now there are two more opportunities to give, okay? So there's a box out in the fellowship hall that you can contribute a few dollars to. There is also the seed table. So seed is one of my favorite things. That is a ministry of the Free Methodist Church. And seed provides sustainable income for men and women around the world. So I guess I'm just doing it. Thank you so much. So seed has handcrafted items, and they're providing sustainable living for men and women in places like Cambodia and Peru and Bulgaria and the Philippines. So they are keeping their families out of the slavery industry by teaching. We're going over and teaching them how to make bags, how to weave things, how to craft beads. So every purchase you make out there will go directly to those families in the places like the Philippines. Very affordable as well. And we can take credit cards. Renee and Carrie are helping you with that, so if you have a credit card and you like to pay that way. And sample the olive oils. There are three kinds of olive oils, which are a new way to connect with the Free Methodist Church, I believe in Greece. And you can even subscribe. If you fill out a little, she'll get it to you. If you fill out your info, your email address, and you will get a coupon from Seed for a free bottle of olive oil. So that's all you need to do. Give us your email address, we'll get it to Seed, and they'll send you a coupon for a free bottle. I'm gonna jump around, Sabrina. The Set Free Movement, we are partnering with them. They are a Free Methodist organization moving in the direction of freedom, advocating for against these injustices. And so there's some information out there by the offering box. And at the computer station, which we will pull out in a moment, I'm going to assist you and anyone interested in sponsoring a child through international child care. So you're not only providing food and shelter and clothing and education for this child for $30 a month, you're keeping them out of slavery. That is exactly what you're doing, because otherwise their parents might have to send them somewhere to do hard or unthinkable things in order to put food on the table. So partnering with ICCM, I know many of you sponsor children already. You write letters to them. We have children of our own, and that is a transformational ministry to get involved in. So I will help you with that as well. So at this time, I invite you to go in the direction of freedom and have a beautiful day, and ask me if you have any questions. Thank you for joining us this morning. Go in peace.